The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. I'm so excited to say hi to all of you from the greatest city in the world. Thank you so much for being with me today. And, of course, as always, I am so thankful and grateful for all of your beautiful messages and cyber hugs and for letting me know that you listen to the Yola Nash Show. And guess what? Today is one of my favorite holidays. Today is National Chocolate Cake Day. Yum, 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 yum. So sweet, so sweet. And they say we should have a chocolate cake for all our meals today. What idea. I don't think I can do that, but you can try. And definitely let me know about your experience. And the only thing I can say now is thank God for all the chocolate cakes in the world. So have a great National Chocolate Cake Day celebration. All right, now let me say a few words about today's episode. We'll be talking about a great new musical coming up your way in New Jersey and also about the big game weekend. So please stick around, grab your piece of chocolate cake or a glass of wine, and let me introduce my first fabulous guest.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I must admit, I'm so excited because I have a very special guest. Two-time Tony nominee, Emmy Award-winning actor, educator, composer, dancer, director, and choreographer, the legendary Andre the Shields. Welcome to the show, Andre.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So wonderful to have you today with us.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Andre, you have achieved so much. There are so many wonderful roles and there are so many awards we can't even mention here today. It would take probably hours and hours. But some of your most iconic roles in shows such as The Wiz or Ain't Misbehaving or The Full Monty are so memorable and they are stamped with your incredible talents. And I was wondering, could you please tell me which production was like the most beautiful for you personally and the one that you treasure the most?
Now, you know that's an unfair question.
A little bit.
Because the most beautiful and the one I treasure the most is the one I would be currently doing because they result in different purposes. Each one of them being a groundbreaking musical for any number of reasons. But let me start with The Wiz, because that was the show during which I achieved my first national profile.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, The Wiz was the show that broke the curse of Broadway against black audiences. Broadway has always been an inhospitable terrain for black audiences because of the lack of reflection of our culture, who we are, and the contributions we've made to the American society. So in 1975, under the direction of Jeffrey Holder, I had the opportunity to create the title role in The Wiz. Now, there were people who thought that somehow we were attempting to diminish the genius of the movie, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and the brilliance of Judy Garland, when indeed what we were doing was opening that door so that once a young woman of color sings about being somewhere over the rainbow, then it opens the door to the doctrines we now embrace. Inclusion, multiculturalism, ethnic diversity, non-traditional casting, all of that came to Broadway with the advent of The Wiz in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably is the jewel in the crown.
Right. You are directing the new production of Ain't Misbehaving, co-produced by NJ Pack, Newark, New Jersey, and Crossroads Theater Company. And for people who are listening right now and maybe don't know the story about that musical, please take us back for a moment to Harlem Renaissance and Fats Waller's innovations and his beautiful contributions to the American music and culture.
again, another groundbreaking musical, because this is the first time that Broadway has embraced what is America's gift of classical music to the world,
mm-hmm.
that is jazz.
Right.
Now, you mentioned the Harlem Renaissance. This was a time in America, shortly after the turn of the 20th century, and then throughout the 20s and the 30s, up into the Second World War, that there was a convergence of black literature, black art, black politics, black culture that could not be denied any longer. And Harlem served as the artist renaissance, the cultural renaissance, the musical renaissance for New York City. Now, Ain't Misbehavin' was initially received as a review of Fats Waller music. But when it finally moved to Broadway and opened in 1978, it won the Tony as Best Musical.
Right.
Now, why did it evolve from review to musical? Because every one of the songs in the show is a play unto itself. So with a little bit of interstitial material, a little bit of patter that connects one song to the next, you discover that you're actually on a journey, not only through the life of Fats Waller, one of the greatest jazz artists of the 20th century, not only a great jazz artist, but a great clown,
right,
with a capital C. He was a funny man,
mm-hmm.
and he was physically robust. He was huge, which was indicative of his huge appetite for life, for love, and for liberty.
And he died too early.
Yes, he died too early.
Yes.
But, you know, the choice we have, as we borrow from the Greeks, is that you live a short, brilliant life or a long, mediocre one.
Yes. So something about it, right?
Right. Right.
But today, a fresh new run of the musical for NJ Pak, and you are directing it and choreographing it.
Yes, I am.
And you are passing on the legacy. How does it make you feel?
I feel like a proud papa. Absolutely. In 1978, here's a lovely piece of serendipity. Not only did Ain't Misbehavin' open on Broadway, but that's the same year that the Crossroads Theater Company was founded in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
40 years later, we can celebrate the 40th anniversary of Ain't Misbehavin', along with the 40th anniversary of the founding of Crossroads Theater,
right,
by bringing Ain't Misbehavin' as a co-production between Crossroads and the New Jersey Performing Arts Center.
Andrew, what was the most challenging in putting together this show and casting the characters?
The most challenging was finding people who were the age that the original company was,
mm-hmm.
in 1978. So essentially, I, as Baba, am dealing with millennials who don't have any real physical connection to the Harlem Renaissance. They have a historical connection, but so much of this has to be explained.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel that I am building bridges between the generations. And that's my purpose for being involved with this production of Ain't Misbehavin'. And to find those people who are ready, who are hungry enough, who are talented enough, who are curious enough to say yes, pass that difficult task on to me, and I will continue expanding the legacy.
Beautiful. What can people expect when they come to see the show?
Audiences who come to see the show can expect a story of healing, of entertainment, of enlightenment, and of ecstasy. Those are the cardinal rules by which we play this game in Ain't Misbehavin'. Also, there is a quality to Ain't Misbehavin' which isn't in your face. It's titillating. It's nuanced. It takes you on another kind of journey, which I dare say is spiritual.
And that's so beautiful. And we can't wait to see the show at NJ Park, New York, New Jersey. To all of our listeners, get ready to experience the energetic, fun, and absolutely powerful musical Ain't Misbehaving. The show runs February 1st to February 4th at the beautiful NJ Park, Newark, New Jersey. Don't miss it and get your tickets today. And for more info and for the tickets, go to njpark.org, njpark.org, or you can call the box office 888-466-5722, 888-466-5722. Andrew, thank you so much for your time, and it's so fantastic to have you on the show, and we can't wait to see the musical and to see you.
Thank you, Yola.
Thank you.
Behave and be there or be square.
Andrew the Shields. Thank you, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola, featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even. It's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show. 77 WABC, Yola Nash. The celebrities are talking. New York.
I'm so excited to introduce my great guest. He's a founder and president and CEO of Talent Resources. He's also an entertainment law attorney. And I would emphasize the most, he is the marketing genius, Michael Heller. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on, and thanks for that amazing announcement. I like it.
Michael, you are one of the most successful and respected experts in the entertainment industry, especially in the area of marketing celebrities, lifestyle, and branding. And you started your career in entertainment law with the biggest names in the business, and you became the manager for stars like Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton. You've worked with Mariah Carey and so many others. And I was wondering, what was the most challenging and what was the most rewarding in your work with stars like Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton?
I think the most challenging, at the time that I started it, the whole entire landscape of entertainment was changing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was changing is because the ability to go on a computer and digitally take a look at imagery and have a lens into the lifestyle of a celebrity became a lot more invasive with digital. So I think the biggest challenge really was in the position that I took on was creating a niche marketing opportunity where we looked at this as, at the time, a moment marketing positioning of one's lifestyle. So how did we want to paint the picture of a celebrity and then be able to use what we called organic marketing, use those images to amplify a brand's message and take advantage of the digital environment? And instead of a celebrity running away from the paparazzi or running away from their lifestyle images that were being taken, what we did was we controlled the market by controlling the content, and we controlled the content by aligning with brands that paid us for a Lindsay or a Paris to step out of their house wearing a certain sneaker or carrying a certain beverage or talking about a certain thing that was going on that they were getting paid for. So it was really, you know, paving the way in the very beginning, and that was over 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I have to emphasize, you were one of the first people who started connecting celebrities with brands, right?
Correct. So not one of the first, but we were one of the first companies that really created a bridge between the brands and the talent. So I was able to, through my network that I created, be able to help a brand and advise a brand on all the different options between all the different celebrities in Hollywood.
I admire your courage, your ideas, because when we start something completely new, it's always challenging. And when you started your company, Talent Resources, people laughed at you and because it was such a new idea, right?
They said, in Hollywood, you'll never survive. The big agencies are going to eat you up and you'll never be able to amount to anything. And, you know, I know this is a new concept you have, but good luck. It's not going to go anywhere.
I love the story about Mariah Carey and her Grammy party, probably the very first ones that you put together, and the LG phone, how it worked out perfectly. It was just unbelievable to read about that story.
Thank you. That was one of my favorite stories, and really one of the opportunities that it gave me to really realize that my journey was in the right direction, and that there was a real business to be made. And a lot of the times, by having the ability to work with LG at the time of launching their phone, it was the first phone that had video attached to it, using a very culturally charged moment in the year, which is Grammys, and really launch LG in the way that we launched it, where we took it out of the red carpet and into the hands of other celebrities and other influencers through the invitation. And the only way they can get, you know, the directions to where the party was by opening up the phone and putting a special code in that each person was given that would play the video of Mariah on the video saying where her birthday was.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable idea. And look where we are today.
Yeah.
Michael, I assume social media play a huge role in your business right now, right?
Yes, because we feel now with all these influencers, they're really, again, they're getting the message out like a traditional TV ad or a magazine would, using their platform and talking to their audience. But the difference now is that there's technology that we're using that's informing us of who these like-minded individuals are that are following the talent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about the celebrity and their followers. It goes a step deeper into understanding the environment, understanding the culture, understanding the community, understanding the engagement. So we're looking at engagement. So if someone has 5 million followers, that doesn't excite us as much as, do they have a 5% engagement?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think people are so obsessed with celebrities and their lifestyle? Like, for instance, what brand of handbag is Paris Hilton holding? Or which club did Lindsay Lohan go to last night? Why we love it so much?
You know, that's an interesting question. I've always found celebrities to have this magnetic power. And they're always, you know, setting trends. And, you know, there's a reason why they've gotten to a certain level in their career. They're trendsetters, and people love them.
Yeah. I remember since I was a little girl, I was always so, like, glued to celebrities and singers and movie stars, and I was absorbing.
Now you're a celebrity
yes.
yourself.
I was also wondering if you could maybe help us to understand a little bit more the difference between marketing and branding, because sometimes we get a little bit confused. What is what?
I think that there's a fine line. I feel that branding is, you know, it depends on what a brand is trying to accomplish, like what's their brief. So sometimes brands are just trying to accomplish exposure, and that's branding. Whereas marketing, to me, defines more of a strategy than coming up with a marketing plan to push the brand out. So it's not just branded, but it's branded in a way that's got a strategy behind it.
Right. Now I would love to dive into a very big topic, the big game, the Super Bowl.
And
this is what makes you so busy. On February 4th in Minneapolis in Minnesota, the biggest weekend in sports. But on February 2nd, Rolling Stone will host one of the hottest, the greatest events of the year. And tell us about it, because you are the man behind it, your company, Talent Resources. Tell me a little bit, what does it take to produce it?
Oh, my God.
we can talk for hours.
It takes over a year. It takes over a year in planning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have such a great media partner in Rolling Stone magazine. You know, we went a year ago to take a look at space. We went through many different venues.
Right.
And we took over the design center of Minnesota, and it's an unbelievable space. It's got four levels that overlook the main floor. And what we've been doing is designing the space with the most unbelievable lighting and sound, and then setting up a hospitality packages, because the parties really become an opportunity for networking, unbelievable networking. We got a request from Steve Tisch, who owns the Giants. Like, so it's unbelievable the amount of the type of clientele that come to this event. What ends up happening at these events is everyone starts merging together, and it brings, you know, all different types of culture together, mm-hmm. from entertainment to sports to, you know, music. And it's really interesting, because the interaction and the, you know, people meeting each other for the first time, we've also brought in Jay-Z's company, Tidal. So Tidal is going to be live streaming the event. We have Migos, who's, you know, a group that's unbelievable. And on top of Migos is 21 Savage, T-Pain, and DJ Cassidy. So the lineup of music is insane.
Michael, probably some of our listeners who are listening to our conversation right now are thinking, what is the cost of the event like that?
Well, you're talking about over seven figures. So,
wow.
It's very expensive to throw in it for one night, and then the lights go off. You're left with hopefully one of the best memories of your Super Bowl experience.
Where can people find out more about the Rolling Stone Super Bowl party and about you and your company?
For me, they can follow me at Mike Heller TR. That's my Instagram handle.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Heller TR. Our company's Instagram handle is Talent Resources. And on our Instagram, we actually put up the invitations so people can find out more information if they're looking for a hospitality package.
All right. Perfect. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
I know you are extremely busy.
So
maybe I'll see you at the Super Bowl.
All the best for your upcoming Super Bowl event.
Thank you so much. Let's talk NBA All-Star after the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Michael Heller, thank you.
The Yola Nash Show.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and you're listening to The Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio. Don't forget to tell your friends about The Yola Nash Show. And just to remind you, we are streaming live around the world on WABCRadio.com. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's MahnoDahno. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, and artist. And I can reveal, I guess, a little secret. You will have a chance to see Fela's beautiful video poetry in New York. And also, exciting news, her new poetry book is coming up soon. I'll give you more details in my upcoming shows. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
Have you known what it means to give? I mean, the kind of giving that knows no end, that has no demarcation of where its motion meets receiving in its unfolding. Have you experienced what it means to live? I mean the kind of living that knows no stopping, that has no demarcation of where aliveness ends and dying is emotion. Have you felt what it means to love? I mean, the kind of loving that knows no limitations, that has no demarcation of where your heart is beating and another meets its rhythm. Have you feared what it means to fear? I mean, the kind of fear that pervades your being, that has no demarcation of where it grips your soul, and freedom soars higher than a bird. Have you touched what it means to be ravaged by pain? I mean, the kind of pain that arcs beyond the furthest reaches of your knowing, yet has no demarcation of where it burns your flesh. And wholeness is the fabric of all. Have you sensed what it means to despair? I mean, the kind of despair that leaves no breath untouched, that has no demarcation of where its bleak endlessness erupts in purest shining glimmers? Have you known what it means to run? I mean, the kind of running that hides you from yourself, that lacks all notion of the movement ever stopping, and finds itself in sweetest, still surrender? Have you felt what it means to give, to live, to love and fear? To hurt, despair and run? To do all those with utter might and find yourself undone? Undone, yet spacious, still, and touched by that which never moves at all? Do you know what I mean when I ask you this? Can you feel a love so tall and wide and spacious, and so tiny and so cold and hot at once? There are no words or sounds in me to describe this only dance.
As always, beautiful. So definitely next week, I will be happy to feature Fella again. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show. And the only thing I can say now, please don't forget to tune in next week for more of the Yola Nash Show. You can listen live on Saturday, 2 a.m. and Sunday, 4 p.m. And please don't forget to check out my on-camera celebrity interviews where celebrities are talking. The interviews can be watched on our popular video podcast on WABCRadio.com, Stage 17, or The Yola Nash Show on my YouTube channel. And please stay connected on social media. It's easy to find me on Facebook, The Yola Nash Show, on Instagram, Yola Nash Show, and on Twitter, at Yola Nash Show. And visit my website, YolaNash.com. Okay, I guess we covered all the platforms. So thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. Let's do it again. Stay well, be happy, be healthy. Till next time, I'm Yola Nash.
This is 77 WABC, the Yola Nash Show.